And look who's here. It's Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Morning, Merry Kevin. Christmas, bud.
Merry Christmas to you, Kevin.
Okay. A couple of websites to talk about this morning. I understand we're going to track Santa. We're going to talk about the North Pole, too.
Yep. Let's start with the NORAD site. So it's NORADSanta.com.
This is a neat site because you can track Santa and you can find out where he is right now. And we pulled up the website. Mick, he's in Papua New Guinea.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's out in the Indies, the Pacific Rim, as they call it.
Yep, that's right, on the west side of the Pacific Ocean. And you can see all the little dots. Or what are those things? I can't see from here.
Well, these are all the spots.
Right, but what's the little icon? Is it like a little gift thing, or is it a little sled thing?
Yeah, it looks like a little gift thing.
Okay. Yeah, so they're all in a cluster along the east side of Australia and Asia going up there. It's pretty cool.
And they also count how many gifts he's delivered. He's at well over 500 million right now, and the number is just, you know, just shooting up.
And he's only done like a sixth, maybe, does it look like, of all the places, maybe an eighth, maybe a tenth?
Yeah, he's got a long day ahead of him because, of course,
giant sled.
You know, out in Australia, it's the middle of the night right now. So he's heading for Australia right now. It says he's going to be in Cairns, Australia in 1:55.
Nice. So actually, Australia's 12 hours behind us, so it's evening over there.
Right. Well, it's nighttime.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the history of this website is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just read about this. In 1955, Sears actually put a whole bunch of ads in local papers across the country for kids to call up Santa. You can call Santa. Hey, kids, you can call Santa. And in Chicago, they put the wrong phone number in, and it wound up being the emergency line for NORAD.
Right.
And some sergeant picked up the phone, and he's like, "Sergeant, whatever, you know, what's your emergency?" And there's silence at the end of the line, and he says that three times, and then finally he hears this little tiny voice of like an 8-year-old girl.
Who thought she was talking to Santa.
She's like, "Is this Santa?" And he's like, "What? Is this Santa?" And he looks around the room.
What year was this now?
1955. He looks around the room. He's like in a control center, you know, and he looks around to see if any of his coworkers are playing a prank on him, and they're all looking at him like, "What's going on?" So he decided to go along with it and said, "Yeah, this is Santa." And they start having a conversation. And then more and more phone calls come in, and they realize that there must have been a mistake somewhere. But they went along with it.
Yep.
And then so next year they said, "All right, let's actually set up for this." And so 1955, they've been doing it since then.
All right. So if you want to track Santa, you can.
Cool.
NORADSanta.org. NORADSanta.org. And you said you wanted to talk about NorthPole.com?
NorthPole.com.
Okay. I didn't bring up that site. What's there?
So there is a whole bunch of stuff. It's activities for parents and for kids, and they got recipes and crafts that you could do, ornaments.
Well, this is
going to
be good
like
for today because kids aren't in school today. They're probably bouncing off the walls.
That's
eating
right.
Cookies.
The, you know, the parents are like, get out of my way. You know, we're trying to set up here. You know, so you send them on there. You know, put them up on in front of your laptop or whatever if you've got a handheld tablet thing. And there's all kinds of stuff. There's coloring stuff. There's stories that they actually read to you. So you go there and it says you could print it out, you can read it, or click this and they'll actually read it to you. So it's good for the, you know, the smaller kids.
Very good.
Yeah. So NorthPole.com.
NorthPole.com. Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley. Thinking about maybe putting up a new website in the new year or refurbishing your old website. I know you talk to a lot of business owners, Mick.
That's right.
That's what they end up doing in the winter when they're a little bit slower. They concentrate on their websites.
That's right. And thinking next year, I'm going to do it finally. And I get a lot of calls around the end of December and the beginning of January. It's time for me to do it. You know, this time last year, the phone was ringing off the hook. So,
all right.
Call early.
Remember that Montague Webworks is also on our 30% off store. You go to bear953.com. You can get those gift certificates, which you turn into Mick for that new website. You get that new website at a 30% discount. Have a great holiday,
bud. Yeah, you too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's 7:57. Good morning.